Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to discuss the energies and themes of Mercury retrograde in Aries, which will begin on April 1st when Mercury is at 27 degrees of Aries and will retrograde back to 15 degrees 59 minutes of Aries until April 25th. So in your chart, between basically 16 to 27 degrees of Aries is where this Mercury retrograde will be traversing, asking you to slow down, review, reconsider, don't jump the gun, and basically trust a bigger process. We're going to talk about all this and more in today's podcast episode so that you can be aware of what Mercury the Messenger is going to be bringing your attention to, as well as returning your attention to matters that perhaps you thought were already taken care of or settled. Now, a few things stand out about this particular Mercury retrograde, and one of the most obvious is that it's occurring during eclipse season, as well as during the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is exact on April 20th. So this Mercury retrograde in Aries is going to require us to really hold back and sit with things. And I'm going to break it down for you more in this show, but just a heads up that this April is going to be a time of understanding that you don't have to do everything immediately. You don't have to give that quick yes. You don't have to take it on. You don't have to say, yes, I want that, because chances are you might realize, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't want that. I was too impulsive or too impatient. I feel like this Mercury retrograde in Aries is very interesting for how it's going to help us observe our own energies in motion, the parts of us that act quickly, that want something to happen in a faster timeline. And this could also give you insights into your own nervous system, your own unconsciousness, where you maybe take action before realizing that it's not correct for you. So overall, this is actually a Mercury retrograde where you want to stay in your lane and strengthen your energy field. Strengthen your energy, your aura, really get clearer around what is in alignment for you now. Even if in the past you automatically said yes or you responded quickly to something, this is almost a cautionary tale to really slow it down, to not put your foot in your mouth, to not move too quickly, and to understand that other people are also going to need time to work through things or to backtrack. Or maybe they give that first yes and it changes to a no. Perhaps it's vice versa. They give a no and it changes to a yes. So I feel like this energy could throw us through a loop, because for all the ways we want to move quickly, it is actually much more advantageous to slow it down and to give yourself a process for your own slowdown, meaning check in with what is running through you, what's pulsing through you, because the Aries energy is related to adrenaline, the blood flow, where you feel provoked, where you feel inspired, where you feel ready to go, and you want to keep the energy moving. But this is about being in charge of that energetic experience and having ways of managing it so that you're not just off and running. Rather, you're really intentionally sitting with something to hear a true answer or to gain clarity. And that's the slowdown. Now, that means that you take a beat, you take a pause, and then you realize, yeah, I'm true. This is right for me. This is the answer I want to give. I thought about it. I sat with it. I considered different angles. And my answer is still yes, or my answer is still no, or whatever the case may be. So slowing down that initial desire to respond, to speak, to state your truth is going to be really important here, because otherwise that Mercury in Aries will instigate, will provoke, it will start fights. And this is not the energy to do so, because it's going to come back around like a boomerang and only create more havoc for whomever initiated that energy in the first place. And because Aries is about the initiation of energies, you want to be very clear in what you are beginning. And because of the retrograde, there is a wait and see. It's putting something on a holding pattern, because chances are you don't have all the information yet. You don't have all the details yet. So with this Mercury retrograde, you also want to be sure that you're very intentional with your words, with what you're communicating, writing, and expressing. And I'm also feeling a few other things with this energy. I'm feeling ownership. I'm feeling like there are opportunities here to take full ownership of something that maybe you didn't see in a certain way or in a certain light. And that would be one of the higher expressions of Mercury in Aries, is that you do take a stance on what is yours to claim. And that can be from a responsible position. That can be where you realized, oh, I made this mistake before, or wow, I didn't handle that well, or maybe I could do better next time. The energy of self-improvement is strong in Aries. And that could be something that's coming to your attention is, okay, I didn't do that so great the first time around. Now I see what I was learning. I see what I could have done better. I'm going to do better now, and I'm going to take responsibility for doing so. And so that could be something that comes up for you during this particular Mercury retrograde. Another thing to be aware of is that it's not time to insert yourself in anything that is not your business. So this goes back to the stay in your lane thing. So it's sort of this understanding that, you know what, if I put my energy over there, it's just going to dilute it. It only drags down my life force. It isn't any of my business. I don't really care. So this Mercury retrograde in Aries could give you some insights into where your energy has been going and it just isn't correct for you. So keep in mind, am I inserting myself in matters, in projects, in ideas, in anything that really is none of my business? Because this could be a time when you retract, you pull back, and you realize, I don't want to do that anymore. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It isn't even good for me, especially with Mercury in Aries, if it's mean-spirited, if it's anything that is too much, because that Aries energy in the lower spectrums can be attacking, can be mean-spirited, can be quite bitchy, and can even have a lack of objectivity that comes across as very short-sighted and immature. And so it's important to note this, because you could certainly see this in the collective or see this around other people. You could see this in yourself. You know, am I being too self-involved and too short-sighted here that I'm not even thinking it through? So keep that in mind, that Mercury retrograde in Aries is going to want you to sit with something and see it for what it is, to become more objective, to understand perhaps the longer game or the bigger perspective, so that you're not shooting yourself in the foot, which is exactly what Mercury in Aries can do. You can shoot yourself in the foot and then realize, if I had just slowed down to think that through better, I wouldn't be in this predicament, or this would not have been the situation I find myself in. So I feel like this is going to be an energy of looking at yourself more honestly, and that requires being brave. Now, Aries is brave, Aries is independent, Aries is confident, but too much of that can be too much, right? So you have to rein it in, and you have to say, okay, how is this coming across? Who am I truly right now? Is this in alignment? Is this in resonance with my own spiritual growth at this time and what I'm creating in my life? So don't insert yourself in anything that's not your business. Be mindful of what you're participating in, where your energy is showing up or hooking in or contributing to something that you realize is not your truth. And look at how you can strengthen your own creation, your own creative desires, because Aries is urging for something new. It's the part of us that wants to create, wants to go out there, wants to have an adventure. It's an adventurous spirit coming to life. And you could feel that a part of that is brewing in you. You could also feel that you're ready to go, but the plans aren't clear. The details aren't showing up. And that's part of the Mercury retrograde. And it's interesting because this is, of course, occurring as the sun journeys through Aries and we have the Aries solar eclipse on April 8th. And that solar eclipse is the birthing of a new part of yourself that is related to the Chiron journey. So yes, I just jumped into Chiron here, and this is important as part of the Mercury retrograde experience of April 2024. So the April 8th Aries solar eclipse is exactly conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries. And this Mercury retrograde will be working with Chiron two more times after the eclipse. And so when this eclipse occurs, it is asking you to be stronger and clearer in yourself at a whole new level, to look at what you're ready to start from a healed place, a healed, resolved, more fully integrated state of self. And that's because even though this eclipse is conjunct Chiron, Chiron has already been at 19 degrees of Aries and stationed retrograde there back in July 2023. Now, Chiron is going to continue to move over this eclipse point through the end of this year. Chiron will actually be at 19 degrees of Aries for most of November, December, January, and into February 2025. So this has been a significant energy point. And here we have an eclipse and Mercury retrograde asking you to look at what you're healing at a deeper core level. Now, this is where I feel that the magic of Mercury comes in. So Mercury is known as the messenger planet, but that's because originally Mercury was the messenger between the gods. And this was what both the Greeks and the Romans believed, is that Mercury had the ability to traverse different dimensions and even travel into the underworld. And the underworld was known as the domain of Hades in Greek mythology and known as Pluto in Roman mythology. Mercury is known for being clever, quick on his feet, fast to get somewhere and return back. He carries important messages, information, evidence, documentation, and he was also known for being agile between energies. Because Mercury could move between different realms, he was trusted with important messages. Now, that doesn't necessarily make him trustworthy. And that's important to note because sometimes this Mercury is a trickster and is known for being duplicitous, for saying one thing but meaning another, or for giving information but withholding certain truths. So the Mercury character can be questioned because basically we all want a Mercury that has integrity, truth, honesty, the Mercury that is not afraid of perhaps speaking his truth. Relating this to Mercury retrograde in Aries, I feel like there's something here where you are meant to travel into more of your own depths, move into more of your own higher realms or perhaps lower realms to seek more truth and brave self-understanding that you wouldn't arrive at if you were simply being all consumed by matters in front of you. And that is something that Mercury and Aries can unconsciously focus on, is that you're only concerned with what you can see right in front of you or only matters that pertain to you. You forget about the bigger picture. You maybe perhaps don't even question yourself, or you don't take the time to look at, well, what would be the implications of this? What would be the fallout? What is the better long-term strategy here? Or perhaps what is better for all involved? And this Mercury retrograde can help you tap into those answers, and it can help you also dig into your own personal underworld of any fears that you're operating off of, unconscious fears, parts of yourself that have been wounded. Because of the fact that Chiron is an important player during this Mercury retrograde, I feel like there's going to be some messages here from your wounded self that the universe wants you to see front and center, and wants you to be very honest with yourself about how I'm seeing the mind, how the mind instigates certain behaviors, actions, choices. It's looking at the power of the mind to do what it always does, and where does that lead you? What are the consequences? Where does that go? Because we can be so locked in to certain parts of our existence and certain parts of how we do stuff that we don't question it. Yet 3 or 4 times a year, we have a Mercury retrograde that wants us to slow down our own mental processes, that wants us to be more mindful of our communications, of how to improve our communications. You know, it's sort of like when you're too blunt, that can be hurtful, right? That can be like daggers or swords to people because they're not expecting the bluntness. That is one thing that Mercury in Aries possesses. Now, keep in mind, that can be good as well. Being blunt can be the exact right approach for certain situations, certain dialogues, certain topics. But this is looking at, are my words and my communications coming across in a way that represents my own consciousness, that represents who I am now? Or am I just saying things I've always said? Am I just speaking to fill up the space? So keep that in mind, that this particular Mercury retrograde in Aries wants you to pull it back, rein it in, and become more intentional with these conjunctions here that Mercury will be having. There's going to be some enlightenment and some new revelations. We're going to see the Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde in Aries on April 11th. April 11th, that means Mercury travels back and makes a conjunction to the Sun at 22 degrees of Aries. This occurs during every Mercury retrograde. And this is Mercury the messenger bringing something back to the Sun for the Sun to understand, the Sun to highlight and illuminate. Then Mercury travels back behind the Sun into the shadow of the Sun. So you could see this as Mercury then going into the Sun's underworld. What's happening in those places in your consciousness? What's happening behind the power and force of the Sun's life force? And what do you need to perhaps reconsider, reprioritize, and sit with so that you can allow it to make you better? Mercury traveling behind the Sun changes the energy. And as Mercury continues to retrograde, then he's going to have a second conjunction with Chiron at 19 degrees of Aries on April 15th. This will be 1 week after that Aries solar eclipse at the same degree point. And so Mercury is now behind the Sun, conjunct Chiron, sitting with something he didn't realize before because he was moving too fast and he was in another realm. Now he's in more of the depths of what the healing journey has been. And there's something that you could feel you're sitting in and you're contemplating. But this is meant to be insightful and eye-opening. This could also show you where you've held yourself back from what you want. And that can be an uncomfortable truth. That could be something that you're realizing, dang, I'm really not going for it. Or I'm really limiting myself and I don't like that in myself. I don't want to be that way anymore. I want to do it differently. I'm ready to trust myself more. I'm ready to be stronger in who I am. And so how can I work with that? How can I do so? So this energy on April 15th of Mercury conjunct Chiron at the Aries solar eclipse point of 19 degrees is bringing up new information, new understandings, new details, new particulars that you're meant to internally work with, internally reprogram, and to remember to be kind to yourself, to not beat yourself up, to not have such high expectations of something or even of yourself that it diminishes your sense of self. But then a few days later, on April 19th, Mercury retrograde is conjunct Venus in Aries at 17 degrees. And Venus in Aries is her own person. She does her own thing. She's very independent and wants to lead her own charge. She wants to be in charge of something. And she's also learning more about what it means to stand on her own. So here comes this Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus at 17 degrees of Aries, and they're working together to write a new story about what it means going forward to fully accept yourself, to love yourself, to be aware of your own frequency and how to strengthen it. This could also come up as reconsidering relationships, the people around you, looking at people that you have actual things in common with versus perhaps acquaintances or people that you just know. There could be something here that you are refining and reframing in order to be stronger in your energy, who you are and what you want. Keep in mind that with all this Aries energy, you do have to be mindful of whether or not you're too self-involved or too selfish during this particular Mercury retrograde. And just to know that some people might come across that way. Some people might come across as just being very much in their own world. You can't get in there. You can't get their attention. And that's because they're maybe doing some deeper personal level work. And that is one of the themes of April, is looking at what you need to take care of for your best and highest good. And that there are things that we're meant to do on our own. You're meant to do it in your own way. And in fact, others could just be a distraction or might not be the priority at this time. Now on April 25th, Mercury then stations direct at 15 degrees 59 minutes of Aries and is hovering with the North Node in Aries, meaning the North Node is at 15 degrees. And here we have Mercury just hanging out right there, bringing a new path forward, showing you what to do with what you've been sitting with and moving through. The conjunction to the North Node is asking you to see things in a new light and to move towards a new potential, a new direction, to not repeat the past. And I feel that that's another big theme here. With this particular Mercury retrograde during eclipse season is to look at what you're ready to do differently from a healed place. And I'm also seeing this beautiful energy of your own soul's medicine, where you could feel like you're understanding more of who you are, more of what you need, that you've had some revelations as Mercury is behind the sun, taking you into other states of consciousness that you wouldn't normally access or understand, and providing more of the medicine and understanding that you need in order to be rebirthed, in order to know yourself in a new way. And so this Mercury retrograde is going to prolong that Aries solar eclipse energy. The eclipse on April 8th is going to have bigger ripple effects, is going to have a longer period of the energy unfolding. And part of it is because of how Mercury is dancing with these energies in Aries, as well as the ongoing connection with this Chiron in Aries as well. Now, after Mercury stations direct on April 25th, Mercury will then have another conjunction to Chiron on May 4th. And this time the conjunction is at 20 degrees of Aries. So it's at a new degree point, which means you're moving past something. Something has shifted by May. Something that you were working through, sitting with, you're seeing it in a new light, in a different way, because of what you have actively worked with. And keep in mind, this is a very active energy. That's Aries. Aries is like, let's go, let's get started, let's move. And that could be part of the struggle, is that it's an internalized movement here, internalized mentally, where there's a lot going on in your head, in your mind, and you're like, what do I do with all this? Well, that's where you want to have a process in place to move the energy, whether it's through writing in a journal, exercising, talking it out with a trusted friend, doing something that allows the movement so that it isn't repressed, but it has a place to go, but it does so in a quieter way or more internalized. Now, Mercury will clear the shadow at 27 of Aries on May 15th. But do keep in mind that Mercury is still traveling behind the Sun, and that is the case until June 14th. Mercury will be conjunct the Sun at 22 degrees of Gemini, June 14th. And this is, of course, one of Mercury's home astrology signs in Gemini. And this is where there's going to be a sense of more options, more ideas, more ways to move, more ways to go. It's a very active energy. But this is also part of the cycle of every Mercury retrograde, where during the retrograde, Mercury is conjunct the Sun, travels behind the Sun, stations direct, and then takes about 6 to 7 weeks until he's caught up with the Sun again. And by then he's changed because he's been behind the Sun, right? He's been in this other consciousness, in this other place of deeper understanding, where he's collecting even more of the energy and information that he didn't have previously. So even though we tend to groan about Mercury retrograde and, you know, we're more aware of travel delays and plans changing and things falling through, all of that is typical for every Mercury retrograde. But the bigger understanding is how you're using this energy to enhance your own mindfulness, to become more self-aware, to stay on top of what you have assumed or what you've expected or what you have always thought would be the case. I mean, this is very much like autopilot, looking at where you've been on autopilot. And Mercury retrograde wants you to reframe and refine something so that it includes more of the fuller story and you're also aware of what you didn't see initially. Now, another thing to highlight about this particular Mercury retrograde is that we're going to have a number of planets in Aries. So not only do we have Mercury in Aries, Venus enters Aries April 4th, and then we have the Aries solar eclipse conjunct Chiron April 8th, plus the North Node in Aries as well. And so we look at the ruling planet of Aries, which is Mars. And during this full period, Mars is in Pisces. So this is a very interesting energy because of how Mars is in Pisces from March 22nd until April 30th. And Mars is tired in Pisces. He's a tired warrior. He's ready to surrender, to put down his shield, his sword, his armor. He needs a rest. He needs to do child's pose on a yoga mat for a while. He's looking to restore his energy. And so with this Mars in Pisces, not only is a part of us, especially our masculine energy, needing a break, but we don't want to force anything. There's a part of us that could feel like, you know what? I'm just going to let it play out. I'm just going to let it be whatever it's going to be. And this is where Mars surrenders to the higher forces of the cosmos, where Mars is meant to sync his energy up with the Pisces ability to trust that if he's meant to do something, he will summon the energy to get it done. And if he's not meant to do it, he will be lounging on the couch, holding the remote, scrolling through Netflix. This is a Mars that isn't going to make something happen. This is a Mars in Pisces that's learning to not only give himself a break, give his physical self, his pride, his determination, his ego, to drop all of that, and to look at how he is connected to the divine. And that is a big part of his warrior spirit, is he's connected to spirit. He's connected to the universe. So with this Mars placement ruling all these planets in Aries, the bigger picture here is that we are actually being rewired to integrate more of our spiritual abilities. This is part of our ascension right now. This is an Aries cycle of energy that is asking you to partner up, to sync up with the divine, the universe, your angels, guides, whatever you call it, and to know that you're not doing this alone. I was about to say you're not fighting battles alone, because that can be part of the Mars focus, is like, I got to get out there. I got to prove something. I got to get it done. I've got to be the best. Well, when you're focused on being the best, that can be a very interesting mindset, because all you have control over is being the best you at this time. If you were focused on being number one, right? I've got to be the best at this, you know, that hyper competitive or even healthy competitive energy of wanting to demonstrate and prove how good you are and that you can beat people and that you're number one. All of that is actually synced up with patriarchal thinking. All of that is built on a pyramid of power where there's only one who's the best. And we've outgrown that across many areas of life. Now, yes, in the 3D, there are absolutely industries and professions and environments where striving to be number one is the game. But in the higher realms, in the 5D and outside of the matrix, no one's the best. You're just doing your best. That's it. That's all that counts. You're doing your best on your soul journey. You're doing your best based on your energy, knowing your energy, being clear on who you are, understanding your authenticity, and especially what you're here to experience in this lifetime. If you're focused on how to be number one, which can show up during Aries season in a very big way, then you can basically check yourself here and say, okay, am I trying to be number one to prove something? Am I really heavily invested in certain parts of the 3D matrix? Is this my ego driving the show? Am I feeling competitive as if it means something to me and my self-identity? Or am I more committed to being the best I can be in this lifetime based on who I am, based on what matters to me? Also, integrating my self-worth and my self-love, which says I don't have to prove anything to anyone, because at the end of the day, I get my validation internally and I get it from source, or I get it from my God self. And that's it. I'm good to go. I'm doing my best. I'm working with what I've got. I'm not applying all this pressure on myself or relying upon all this external validation or acknowledgement as if that's my self-worth. So I feel like this is going to be a really interesting checking in period here. Because with the strong Aries energies plus Mars in Pisces asking you to grow spiritually through this eclipse cycle, you could realize what you've been putting energy into that no longer matters to you, because it no longer affects your core self-worth or your core self-value. Instead, you're strengthening your internal self-love. You're rising up in your confidence in yourself. You're validating and recognizing who you are, and you're wanting to just stay in your own lane and do your own thing, knowing that that's the best use of your energy now. So that could be part of this rebirth as we move through Aries season and this Mercury retrograde, a spiritual rebirth that actually brings in more loving kindness, that softens some of those outdated messages or expectations you've been holding that you had to be a certain thing or show up a certain way or demonstrate your lovability or demonstrate something. I feel like this is going to rewire that potentially, and you could have a stronger core sense of self as a result of this particular Mercury retrograde phase. Now, if you have planets or points between 15 to 27 degrees of Aries, this particular Mercury retrograde is working with you more personally. And it is asking you to slow down, to not rush what you want to get going on. It's asking you to hold back, to get caught up. Get caught up on things that are requiring your focus and energy. For all the ways you might want to do the new thing and be off on the new adventure, this is a Mercury retrograde that's basically saying stop. Stop and look at what you need to complete, what has been left hanging, what you need to see through to the finish line. And especially because Mercury and Aries can get excited about a bunch of things and go off in all these different directions and nothing gets finished. Nothing is ever fully realized. So this would be a time to focus in on those Aries planets or points, again, between 15 and 27 degrees. And just know that you're going to need time to take care of them and to get caught up and to not get pissed off, to not take your anger out on people, and to moderate and regulate your own impatience and your own self-expectations, because that's what can basically come up here with the strong Aries, is that you're pissed off and you're lashing out, and that doesn't do anything. That doesn't change the outcome. That's not the best use of your energy. And because Aries is the baby, infant, toddler of the zodiac, do look at what comes up for you that can be matured, that can be handled in a more responsible way. Now, planets or points between 15 to 27 degrees of Cancer. This Mercury retrograde is going to be squaring those energies, and you might have a strong emotional energy come up. You might be irritated or agitated. You might not like this pressure that is being felt from Mercury retrograde in Aries. So again, you'll want to manage it responsibly. You'll want to be aware of what those feelings are and where it's feeling so damn personal. Because this energy can make it feel really personal, and that would be something to work through, as well as look at anything in your unconscious inner child that needs to be felt or heard, anything that needs to be moved through, especially emotionally and privately. Now, planets are points between 15 to 27 degrees of Libra. You are going to need to take a step back from your commitments, connections, and where you have teamed up or partnered with others to come back and check in with yourself. Is this true for me? Do I want this? Or do I just think the other person wants it and that's why I'm choosing it? This is where those Libra energies are going to need to come back into your sense of self and really get clear on what is correct for you and what is not. Then you're probably going to have a conversation or need to share what you really want with others while standing in your truth. So there could be this push-pull here for the planets in Libra where you're thinking, oh, well, it's just easier to say yes. It's just easier to keep the peace or to commit to this or to just show up because other people expect it of me. But this Aries season isn't going to let that fly. In fact, the universe could bring up some things and you need to look in the mirror and really get clear on, no, I don't want this. And it's okay for me to do something differently or to speak that truth and know that you're not responsible for how someone else takes it. So this could be pivotal for your planets or points in Libra. And then if you have planets or points between 15 to 27 degrees of Capricorn, this Mercury retrograde in Aries could frustrate you if you want to do something different or do it your own way, and yet you're getting all of these stop signs. You're maybe not liking a new direction or something else that's being presented, and you're looking to see how to manage that or work with the information. You could feel like you're butting heads with someone else who wants to be in charge or who wants to take the lead, and you're possibly not seeing them as an equal or someone who can handle the responsibilities. And all this Aries energy could be showing you what you want to start, even if you're not sure of how it's going to play out or come about. Because typically the Capricorn energy, it just needs more time and it doesn't want to move on something until it's certain. So this eclipse season could be triggering you or pulling you outside of a comfort zone and it feels like it's moving too quickly. Now, if you have planets or points between 15 to 27 degrees of Leo and 15 to 27 degrees of Sagittarius, then this Mercury retrograde is trining your planets in those fire signs, but asking you to also temper the energy, to be aware of what you're excited about, where you want to go, you know, like those creative bursts and new exciting options that are showing up. This is asking you to just sit with it, to not rush it, to know that there will be a better time for forward movement, and to make sure you're not overlooking any details, any information, that you've got the correct date and time. You know, all of those things are going to be extra important, but especially for the fire signs where you get in your car and you're off and running, and then you realize you forgot your phone on the kitchen counter at home. So you have to turn around and go back. So any of those fire sign energies, just make sure you're staying aware of how you're taking action and where you're going, and make sure that you double check everything that's important so that you don't miss anything that you're going to need once you get to where you're going. So all in all, a very interesting Mercury retrograde, and we will keep discussing it more in my Wednesday podcast episodes where we go over the weekly energies. So know that I will touch on this theme even more, especially as we move into eclipse season, and this Mercury retrograde in Aries is going to be stirring up more of what you want next and where you're ready to go. And we talk about these eclipse cycles and Mercury retrograde even more in my 2024 Soul Growth Astrology program, which if you've purchased it, you want to sign in, log in, and revisit the webinars on Mercury retrograde and the eclipses. And if you haven't purchased it, you still can for only $33 with coupon 2024. And it's all of the major astrology of this year. And it's a great way to see more of what's coming up for you in your chart, especially the eclipses. And we go into the deeper cycles of the eclipses. So looking at the last time we had this same eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries, that gives you a reference point. You can look back on those previous times in your life to see what changed, to see what started, to see how you were becoming a new version of yourself. So I offer this as an affordable way for you to not only learn more astrology, but to be more aware of what is working with you personally, because that's really how astrology comes alive, right? It has to be personal. It has to show up for you. And it also gives you a heads up on what to know going forward. So I'll put the link below the podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in that Soul Growth Astrology program. In the meantime, have a beautiful experience through Mercury retrograde. I hope this has given you some good heads up on how to work with the energies, what to be aware of, and of course, how to be responsible with the Aries areas of your chart. You can find all of my current courses and programs at mollymccord.online. And I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. So take good care, have a beautiful April, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.